Dave Mercer.
I'm Matt Pangrack.
Welcome to the Call, a weekly sport fishing debate show. And this week, I'm going to throw it out there. I mean, everybody's talking about forward-facing sonar, and I'm going to say there is no right decision when it comes to forward-facing sonar. And what I mean is the decision that everybody's expecting tournament organizations to make. There's no right decision. There's no way to make a right decision now. Keep our call, Panger.
This is a keep. If there was a right decision, by God, we'd have come up with it by now, as much as I've been reading, seeing, hearing, and is there not? I'm not even sure what to say on this, Dave, but everyone seems to have an opinion. And the one thing I will say on it is, in an individual sport where livelihoods are on the line at the top level, everyone is going to make a decision, for the most part, that benefits them. So you have some guys that are 100% in because it 100% benefits them, and some guys that are 100% out because it does not benefit them. So how do you come up with the right answer when both the guys who want it and the guys who don't feel equally justified in their reasoning?
I don't think you can. And I think the problem is everybody feels so passionate about it. I mean, the people you will read, I mean, on this very thing, there will be somebody who writes, this is the end, the death, the this, the that of the sport. Without it, if they don't make this illegal, bass fishing's dead. You'll also read somebody who says the exact same. If they make it illegal, bass fishing has taken a step back and, you know, it's going to falter because of it. And I think people feel so passionately about it right now. Half the room's going to feel like they lost. Half the room, like, to me, it's a detriment to the sport in the fact that people have gotten so passionate about it that half the room, whatever the decision is made, because clearly through public pressure, it seems like there's going to be a decision made by different leagues in this offseason on how it's going to move forward. But half the room is going to feel like they got ripped off.
I 100% agree. I don't think that there is a right answer in it. But I also don't think you can waffle in it and go back and forth when it comes to it. I think you have to make whatever your decision is and roll with it. And just like everything else that has been a massive, and I don't want to use the term, it is a controversy. Everything else that has been a controversy in the past, you deal with it, you move on, it becomes part of the history of the sport, either with it going forward, without it going forward, with it in some capacity, without it in some capacity, and we go on from there. But I've never seen anything like it right now, Dave. It's wild.
No, you can't compare it to, like, literally people are getting into shouting matches, arguments. Like, I've never seen something that made people this passionate literally in the history of the sport. And I get it. Things have come along where people didn't like it, did like it. You talk to people who have been around since the start. They talk about how much the original flasher affected things and how much different, you know, the color selector and all these different things that came along and how they affected. But there has been nothing like this, in my opinion, nothing that I've seen or heard where people have gotten this passionate about it. And I think the weird thing is it's kind of marching orders. You know what I mean? Like, there's certain people, like, if you like it this way, I mean, it has to be all this way. And there's no right way to me. I mean, like tomorrow there could be an announcement made, and I don't know in my head what the announcement is that I walk away and say, that was good. I mean, I've heard everything from make it totally illegal to make it totally legal. All hands, you know,
yeah,
let's
I can't
see
think
how
of
far
a happy,
can go.
There is some no happy angle. Medium.
No, but, I mean, I've heard some people say, what if we only use it in limited events? What if we limit it on the boat? I mean, I don't know what the answer is. It's a weird one.
And the weird thing is, it was around for half a decade before it became an issue, which is really weird. It wasn't like, hey, look at what we've got here. Like, it crept up on us. Name something else that's crept up on us in the industry like that. Like, I mean, it was out there. It was around. Anglers were using it effectively. 19, 20, 21, 22.
I think that maybe speaks volumes for take the Okeechobee tournament. Tyler Rivette won that, doing that. Nobody was screaming about forward facing sonar because it was cool. One box.
Look how he won it. It was so outside the box. It was so cool that he figured that out.
Yeah, and you left Steve Kendi catching an 8-pounder and a frog and all these different things that are those are all happening. Yeah. So I think that the one isn't so offensive. I think what happened over the last month is smallmouth tournaments are a different deal. Northern Fisheries, the way they fish,
but they've always been all a different of that. Deal.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I don't know. I don't know what the right
somewhere there's some guy in a rowboat going, you know what? Oar skills are really underrated right now. And he's just cursing the foot control trolling motor.
Yeah. Yeah, but he probably also hates forward facing sonar. I mean, and how do you go back? Like, how do you go back?
Is this the Pandora's box of the industry? Literally, the black box?
It has to be, dude, because how do you go back? Like, how do you, okay, you're not allowed to use it anymore. That's fine in certain fisheries, but go to some of those northern fisheries where everybody's, you know what I mean? Like, you can't take that information that you've learned out of your head. I don't know. I mean, would it be okay if they could use it in practice, or does that just make it even more frustrating?
That makes it even more frustrating, because if then you'd have to allow them to use the Alabama rig or umbrella rig in practice, because there is the same somewhat. Okay, a case study, Dave. We need to go back and revisit 2011 and 2012, because there were passion pleas from both sides of the aisle on the umbrella rig. That seemed to calm down, and there were decisions made. There was a decision made FLW that you could use it in the Toyota series, but not in the top, but then you could use it in the opens and not, but then the Elite series said no, and you could for a while on the tour and not. So there were all sorts of different rules, and I mean, guys were yelling at each other. You had guys that were sponsored by jerkbait companies going, I'll never sell another jerkbait in my life. They didn't know what was coming with forward-facing sonar. But, I mean, that was a big deal. You had guys going, hey, my career's over because of this thing. I'm a cold water plug jerkbait guy. You had other companies going, yeah, but look at it. It's getting people into the sport. Now they're catching them. We're selling swim baits. Hanger sales are going through the roof. You had all sorts of crazy stuff going on then, and that seemed to calm down. I'd like to go back 12, 13 years to maybe dig up some articles on either side of that and see if there's a similarity. Because we managed to figure that one out, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that got figured out, but I don't think it was anything like this. And I also think it was a different time. I mean, you look at how social media has changed in a little over a decade's time, and everybody has a voice, and everybody also feels it's their job. I mean, this show is founded on the fact that everyone has a voice. Literally, we ask people every week to give us their opinion on topics. So that's the way the world is now. And I don't know, man. I am just thankful I am not a tournament
director.
Okay,
well, you answered your question. We answered it. It's very easy. We're both keeping this, because the question was, there's no correct decision. Yeah. I think we both just in that discussion proved there's we're keeping that.
But there'll be some dude in the comments that's like, you're totally wrong. Here's the right decision.
I really don't know. I'm also sick and tired of talking about it.
I hear you.
Can't help it. It comes up. We had a pre-show meeting. We said, hey, we're not going to talk about it. 5 minutes later, we talked about it.
You're right.
Did a whole show on it. Not only did we not talk about it, we did a whole episode on it.
Well, let us know what you think. Keep or call. Is there a right decision? Let us know what the decision is. And speaking of topics, we're running out of them. So give us topics for future call episodes.